Sunday night or L'chol Dalit Mar Cheshvan. Hey, V'ahalachin Chavis Halavis. There's a din when a person says Amen, or for that matter, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach L'Elam V'Ed, or for that matter, when you answer Kedusha, because the Chazan is saying the Kadesh, or Nakdishoch, or Naritzach, so you're not supposed to raise your voice. Lo yagbila kolo yosem hamavarech. It's a din of Shulchan Aruch. It says, Gadol Hashem iti, unerama moshma yachtov, so you're not supposed to be magbia kolo yosem hamavarech. Zimon also. So that's Omein, Baruch Hashem Hamavarech Le'olam Voed. Really anything you, almost anything you answer. We'll see there's an exception. Or Kedusha or Zimon. The Mishnah Berurah says that if your intention is to wake up the tzibur that's sleeping, that they should also answer, then it's mutter. It's a Mishnah Berurah. For some reason, I didn't have a chance to check out why. Maybe because it's not... Maybe I'm thinking now as I speak, because it's not really a response. It's like a new thing. Yehesh Mei Rabba is not like that. You're allowed to raise your voice more than the person saying Kaddish. I guess because Yehesh Mei Rabba is not really a response. Amen is a response. V'imru Amen. And I see here in this sefer, they bring down a machlekes from Zalman and Chaim Kanievsky about the Amen of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. From Zalman says you could do it for the Amen also, which I don't understand, because that's the Amen, that's a regular Amen. And Rav Chaim holds that only Yehesh Mei Rabba, not the Amen. But we do find that the special chashivus Yehesh Mei Rabba has in answering, let's say, Bein HaProkim of Bemsa Perek, even for that matter, of, let's say, Birchas Kriyashma, so the Amen is included in that special chashivus, and you can answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. So,
Now,
I will talk to you afterwards. When I finish, I will talk to you. Okay? So you can't answer, you can't say louder, and Yehesh Mei Rabba, you could. Okay. Chavis Alvavis. We're learning Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hei, and he's now enumerating different strategies that the Yetzirah throws in your path. Utchilas Mashi Yosapek Oscha Bo HaYetzer. He said already that the Yetzirah tries to, in general, he tries to shake up your belief in what you thought was the MS and the truth and a solid mahalach. He tries to make you not so sure about it. Utchilas Mashi Yosapek Oscha Bo HaYetzer V'yishtadu Levorer Oso Etzlecha Hu Shenafshecha Ein Lecha Kiyum Mibilti Haguf. The idea that the neshama stays after the guf is dead. The neshama, he will try to, you know, the truth is, so we'll say a horror of horrors. I would never believe such a thing. But, you know, we pay lip service to it, but when we think of who we are, the truth is we think of our bodies, we don't think of our neshamas. We think of the person that looks at us back in the mirror. When we look in the mirror, he says, that's me. And when I'm dead, I'm dead. You know? So we really don't concretize. And something's very abstract by us. I just learned from Chalon Derech Hashem that before Adam HaRishon's Chet, the neshama was much more real. We felt our neshama. Now, maybe we'll feel it by Ne'ila or by a Kumzitz, maybe sometimes. I'm serious. But otherwise, it's a very abstract idea, the neshama. But it's really not, you know, whether you what you believe or nobody would maybe think there's no hasharas hanefesh after the guf. Yeah, well, I'm not an apikairus, but when we think of who we are, so we don't. So that's the hinef said this behefsa gufcha. A kaponim in the Chagavavos, he says, you know, he'll try to, you'll always connect the neshama with the guf. The reality of the neshama will be in its home base, which is the guf. B'demyono she'ena miskaimim. So he's talking philosophically also. B'demyono she'ena miskaimim k'sheis bonim b'ma'odom. But unfortunately, we live like this also because he says, well, he doesn't really care what you hold. He couldn't care less. But k'dei she'tiye sibo levakoshos hanos hakolos v'hataivos ha'odos. So that you should put all your energies and strengths and goals and aspirations and kolchos and energies into this world that is quickly coming to an end for everybody. Which again, we would never admit that we hold like that, but we certainly, all too many of us, certainly live that way. And again, it's not so far from, again, because the neshama is very abstract. So we always think of it as residing in the guf, and when there's no more guf, so, you know. Okay, that's the first manner of attack. But again, if your seichel fights back, so yarchik mimcha adas hazos, you will concretize the idea that the neshama is eternal, the neshama stays on after misa, Uriah's Berurus, Asher Zohar Osum HaKadmonim. I'm not sure if the Chavis Allah is to who were the Kadmonim he's talking about. I only know of, Sadigon, Ramunus Vedeus. I'm not sure who else was the Kadmonim. I'm not bulky enough to know. Chachme Kuzri, but the Kuzri was after him. So, okay. Oh, he says the Kuzri brings down those. I don't know what Aristotle held. I don't know. Aristotle was also after him, before him. But he says there were those that proved the idea of Hasharas HaNefesh even scientifically, or at least logically or philosophically. So Yosechel will take over. It's not even just that you'll come on to Masorah, but you'll be able to prove Raya's Brewers, I guess philosophical Raya's, like he talks about in Shara Yichud. So you'll fight back and you'll concretize the idea that the neshama stays on well after the guf is put to sleep.